Trump effect on Tuesday's primaries. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Primaries in four states on Tuesday. In South Carolina, Republican Congressman Tom Rice, who had voted to impeach former President Trump, has lost his primary election to state Representative Russell Fry, who'd carried the Trump endorsement. But Representative Nancy Mace, who was critical of the president following the January 6th incursion to the Capitol, appears to have enough support to avoid a runoff election. In a special election for a vacant congressional seat deep in South Texas, Republican Maya Flores has defeated Democrat Dan Sanchez for a seat that's been in the Democrats' hands for more than a century. Flores will fill the unexpired term of former Congressman Philemon Vila, who resigned earlier this year. The House Select January 6th Committee has postponed Wednesday's scheduled public hearing. Democrat Committee member Zoe Lofgren explaining,
just technical issues. I mean, we were, you know, the staff putting together all the videos, you know, doing 1, 2, 3, it was overwhelming. So we're trying to give them a little room.
The hearing's been moved to Thursday. Deciding against major changes, the House has passed the Senate's version of the Supreme Court Protection Bill.
396 members of Congress voted for this. 27 voted against it. All 27, important to point out, are Democrats who did not want to advance this bill to the president's desk where it will go. Now, this will give more protection not only to justices, but also their families, right? Right now, justices have around-the-clock security from the U.S. Marshals and the Supreme Court police. But the purpose of this bill, which originated in the Senate, is to protect those immediate family members of the justices. Last month, the Senate passed a bill that would give more protection to members of their families as the threats on Supreme Court justices continue.
Fox's David Spunt. Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow lost 152 points. The S&P 500 down 14. NASDAQ gained 19 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two police officers in El Monte, California, east of Los Angeles, have been shot and killed in the line of duty. The shooting happened at an intersection, but police haven't yet said exactly how it came down, nor identified the fallen officers. The gunman was also killed. A big boost for the bipartisan framework for new gun legislation in the Senate. Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's on board with it.
If this framework becomes the actual piece of legislation, it's a step forward. A step forward on a bipartisan basis, and further demonstrates to the American people that we can come together, which we have done from time to time on things like infrastructure and postal reform, to make progress for the country.
The package focuses mainly on mental health issues related to gun ownership. New York's highest court has rejected former President Trump's last-ditch effort to avoid testifying in the state attorney general's civil investigation into his company's business practices. This clears the way for a deposition next month. Mr. Trump has called the investigation a politically motivated witch hunt. A Connecticut City Hall employee pleads guilty in a plot with a state lawmaker to steal more than $500,000 in COVID relief money.
West Haven City Hall employee John Bernardo has pleaded guilty to conspiring to defraud the city. He and former Democratic State Representative Michael DeMassa formed a business partnership early last year. They're accused of using that company to fraudulently bill the city of West Haven for consulting and legal work they never did. DeMassa, his wife Lauren Knox, and another associate, John Tarasco, also charged in the scheme, have pleaded not guilty. Federal prosecutors say DeMassa used thousands of dollars to gamble. The city was also defrauded on payments for masks, HVAC maintenance, COVID and cleaning supplies, supplies for schools. Bernardo told the judge he didn't know how DeMasa was getting all of this money. He faces up to 33 months in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.